Having a birthday on February 29th is special, and I'm grateful to know someone in real life. Our own DJ Sam from Spirit 105.3 and her precious daughter Zoe. Take us back to that day 7 years ago.
It was right down to the wire, because I believe it was like in the 11 o'clock hour, you know, where she almost was born on the 1st. Everything about Zoe was different. So I figured, okay, it's weird. That was the day where it was snowing. I'd gone into labor 3 weeks early. We discovered we had a baby who had Down syndrome, and we were unexpected. We didn't know. And the whole thing was like just this surreal moment. Now, I remember before she was born, I had these, I was praying, and I just had this vision of sort of trees with lights in them and little fairies flitting around, and it was kind of magical, and I was going, what in the world is coming? You know, all I know is it's going to be different.
Wow. I never have heard, you never shared that with me. That's powerful.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but she is, you know, she's a little joy factory, and I think having a leap birthday, I mean, I don't know, you can hear from other friends who have leap birthdays, but I think it makes you stand out because people remember your birthday because it's weird.
Yes, I agree. Like I said, I do Zoe math. If anyone goes, is this year a leap year? I don't reach for my phone to look at the calendar. I count how old she is.
Aw, you're so sweet.
Now let's get practical for a second. What's the proper way to celebrate? February 28th or March 1st?
I figure before they're really able to make the decision, mom gets to decide. You know, it's the closest weekend. It's the most convenient day, don't you think?
Yes.
It's so free-floating. I don't know. As long as she lets me free-float it, that's what I'm going to do. We're celebrating this Saturday.
What's the plan?
Yeah. We rented out a gym for a couple hours. It's a special needs gym in Federal Way called We Rock the Spectrum. And we invited her whole class. And some of these kids have never been invited to a birthday before in their life. And this gym specializes in kids with autism. And we're just going to rock this gym. We're going to do whatever we want to do, eat a lot of cake, and just hang out with friends.
We Rock the Spectrum is the name of the gym. How'd you find it?
They have one in Bellevue that's amazing. And, you know, the really cool thing is you start to talk to the people who bought the franchise and who do it. And both of these families have kids who are on the spectrum or who have special needs. And so they get it. And they know that you need a place where people don't look at you funny and where you can just be yourself. And so we enjoy to go there, and I hope her classmates enjoy it, too.
You've been really honest about how, you know, when you found out the day she was born that she had Down syndrome, it took you a long time to process. And she had multiple health challenges throughout her first year. And, I mean, you really just had to kind of go into warrior mode early on. Now that she's turning 7, what are some things that you can see now only in hindsight?
I didn't trust God enough. You know, everything's so scary that you spend a lot of time in anxiety. And looking back, he had a plan, he has a plan, and everything is going forward beautifully, and I wish I could have enjoyed it more. You know, I look back at pictures of her and things that we did even when she was sick, and I think she was beautiful, and that was beautiful, but I wasn't necessarily present in it because I was so scared, and I guess that would be thing is, you know, and at this point where I'm at, I'm like, I'm going to enjoy every minute of it because it's all a gift. And God's got this.
And how did you get from A to B?
Every parent has challenges, and the journey, sometimes it's really hard. I think when you have something extra going on, it's extra work, and you have things that it's not the typical stuff. And I used to, when she was first born, I was just thinking, oh, if I could have God just rewrite her chromosomes and put the right number of chromosomes in there, like every other kid's, then that's what I would do. And I would do that in an instant. And as the years have gone by, and now that I know who she is truly in her soul, I love this little spirit so much that there's no way I would change even a chromosome, an ounce of her DNA. You know, she's perfect exactly as she is. And I would never, ever trade this special girl for having just a typical experience.
And what have you learned about yourself?
I have a bigger capacity than I thought I did. I used to just think I was kind of fragile. And now I know I'm fragile, but I know my God is so strong that I can handle anything, really, anything.
You've mentioned how important her teachers and other caregivers are, like her team. You want to just brag on them for a second?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Miss Burt, her teacher, at Des Moines Elementary is amazing. I have never seen an educator with so much heart. This woman, she just texted me yesterday, we just found a hearing device that's going to work for Zoe in the classroom. I didn't realize she couldn't hear out of one of her ears. And so all this stuff where she's having behavioral problems, it's not behavior. It's the fact that she can't hear. And yesterday she heard for the first time, and her face was just lit up. She got smiley faces on all her work, and teacher said, this makes my heart so happy. And I was just like, you know, for anybody, when you're trying to raise kids, you just try to figure out what's the key to this equation. And then, God, are you going to send me the answers? And sometimes he sends them through people. And I love that.
So as we close and celebrate Zoe, I'm going to make you say quickly my favorite story of the two of you guys, which is when you made breakfast and she sat next to you and what she said.
We were making our breakfast and I asked her, I said, do you want to have French toast? I like to do the eggs and the old bread and all that kind of stuff and cinnamon and everything. And she goes, oh yes, mommy, let's have French toast.
Friends toast. And she friends snuggles toast. Up next to you.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to call it the regular name again. Sam, thank you. Happy birthday, Zoe!